Spaceship 2 has flown in feathered mode. Flight design offers more details on the new C-4. And Connecticut FBOs breathe a sigh of relief. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, May 6th, 2011. Scaled Composites reports its test pilots flew the Virgin Galactic Spaceship 2 in its re-entry configuration for the first time on Wednesday morning. The craft, dubbed VSS Enterprise, was released from its mothership at 51,500 feet, established a stable glide, then deployed its feathered mode, in which the tail feathers are turned upward 65 degrees relative to the fuselage. The result of what's called shuttlecock mode, as in the badminton term, was a descent at over 15,000 feet per minute, almost vertically, for 1 minute 18 seconds, followed by a return to a flat, stable glide and normal runway landing. This makes the seventh free flight of Enterprise, which started testing with captive carry flights beneath the VMS Eve mothership in 2009. The data for the latest flight, said to be the third in less than 2 weeks, is being reviewed. Virgin Galactic says on its website that flight testing will continue through 2011, prior to commercial space operations based at Spaceport America in New Mexico. The new C-4, introduced by Flight Design at Aero 2011 in Friedrichshafen this spring, now has a price tag. The company says a well-equipped C-4 will cost about $250,000, or 220,000 euros. The plane will be available with two engine options, a gasoline power plant that will burn autofuel, and a turbo diesel that will burn Jet A. First deliveries are projected for 2013. John Doman, Director of Business Development, says Flight Design plans to announce engine and avionics selections for the C-4 as suppliers are confirmed, which is expected by AirVenture. The company says it took 30 orders for the plane at Friedrichshafen. Preliminary specs include a useful load of 1,320 pounds and a max takeoff weight of exactly double that, or 2,640. Max cruise speed is projected to be 160 knots at 6,000 feet. Range is projected at 1,200 nautical miles with a gasoline power plant at 65% power and 1,700 miles with a diesel engine at 55% power. The fuel tanks hold 70 U.S. gallons. The cabin is 52 inches wide in front, 47 inches for the two rear seat passengers. Doman observed, quote, "We've had people taller than 2 meters in the back seat," unquote. That's 6 feet, 7 inches. Flight Design CEO Matthias Besch outlined sales expectations. Quote, "Our ongoing customer surveying shows us that price tops the demand list from customers, and we believe our prices can result in sales volumes of 200 to 500 aircraft per year," unquote. Early bird orders and deposits are now being accepted through Flight Design's worldwide network of dealers. The state of Connecticut has avoided triggering a flight of aviation assets, as the state's legislature passed a budget that does not contain the potentially devastating tax increases for aviation proposed in earlier versions. The final budget, Senate Bill 1239, has been transmitted to Governor Daniel Malloy for his signature. Members of the National Business Aviation Association, the Connecticut Legislative Aviation Caucus, and the Connecticut Business Aviation Group all strongly opposed the new taxes. Currently, aircraft based in the state are required to pay a yearly aircraft registration fee. Aircraft would have been taxed at 2% on the first 70% of the assessed aircraft value. In most cases, that would have resulted in a significantly higher tax liability for aircraft based in Connecticut. Many owners had said they would have relocated to neighboring states, such as Massachusetts and Rhode Island, which don't have a property tax on aircraft. There are also more than 100 repair stations in Connecticut, which were presumably holding their breath, and 45,800 jobs dependent on aviation. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board has recommended that both the FAA and EASA require Eurocopter to revise its aircraft maintenance manual for all helicopters equipped with certain main rotor blades, to include specific visual inspections of the trailing edges of the blades and upper and lower skin surfaces for cracks and surface deterioration and or disfiguration as part of the daily flight-related check. The notice stems from an accident in July of 2007 in which an EC-130B4 operated by Liberty Helicopters experienced an in-flight separation of a section of one of the main rotor blades during flight, The aircraft sustained substantial damage during an emergency descent and subsequent auto-rotation into the Hudson River in New York. The commercial pilot and seven passengers were not injured. The NTSB determined that the probable cause of the accident was the fatigue fracture and in-flight separation of a section of the composite main rotor blade trailing edge aft of the spar due to inadequate manufacture and the manufacturer's failure to detect an out-of-specification deviation in the rotor blade's trailing edge roving. In a guest editorial yesterday, SpaceX founder Elon Musk pointed to the conspicuous successes of his company as evidence that selling the U.S. short in the coming competition with China and other nations could be the wrong thing to do. He detailed how development of the Falcon 1 and Falcon 9 rockets, development of the Dragon spacecraft, construction of manufacturing facilities in three launch sites, and eight missions have all been done with a total expenditure of $800 million from 2002 through 2010. Musk added that SpaceX has been profitable every year since 2007 and has $3 billion in future business already on the books. Quote, last year, SpaceX became the first private company in partnership with NASA to successfully orbit and recover a spacecraft. The spacecraft and the Falcon 9 rocket that carried it were designed, manufactured, and launched by American workers for an American company. China has the fastest-growing economy in the world, but the American free enterprise system, which allows anyone with a better mousetrap to compete, is what will ensure that the United States remains the world's greatest superpower of innovation, unquote. You can read Musk's complete comments, dated May 5th, in text form at aero-news.net. Still ahead, Cessna hosts Citation owners in Wichita. The first modernized TBM 700 reaches French forces. And Walmart joins CAP in supporting WAA. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, May 6th. I'm Paul Plack. Cessna Citation owners from around the world gathered this week at Cessna's headquarters in Wichita for the annual customer conference, which features company updates, technical briefings, and supplier presentations. Keynote speeches from Robert Wilson, son of Holiday Inn hotel chain founder Kemmons Wilson, and retired U.S. Air Force Brigadier General Steve Ritchie, the country's last fighter ace, were also scheduled. Cessna Customer Service VP Brad Thress commented, quote, "We are very excited about the level of interest from our Citation owners in this year's conference, which seems to mirror what many experts are saying about the resumption of growth in business jet operations," unquote. In addition to updates on the latest technical and operational aspects of Citation ownership, attendees of the annual event get up-to-date information on Cessna's overall activities and strategies for the future. The first modernized TBM 700 has been delivered to the French Ministry of Defense by Dare Sakata, marking a new milestone in its contract with the country's DGA procurement agency to upgrade 27 of the single-engine turboprop aircraft in service with the French Armed Forces. Main elements of the modernization include Dare Sakata's replacement of aging avionics with an all-glass integrated flight deck that incorporates the Garmin G1000 with GFC 700 digital autopilot, along with civilian certification and related enhancements for a better integration of the aircraft within the international air traffic system. Also included are a modern weather radar with StormScope, ELT, and a flight data recorder. As part of Dare Sakata's contract, the company is providing familiarization training on the new systems for pilots and mechanics, and maintenance and operating documentation and equipment spares support. Korean Air has placed a firm order with Airbus for five A330-200s. The agreement increases the total number of A330s the airline has ordered to 30, of which 23 have already been delivered. Korean Air's A330s are all powered by the Pratt & Whitney PW4000 engine, and the new ones will be as well. Airbus says the A330-200 is able to accommodate seat and class configurations to suit diverse customer requirements. It also has the operational flexibility necessary to serve a wide range of route structures, providing operators with low operating cost per seat. Airbus boasts over 1,100 orders for the A330 family, with more than 750 currently flying with more than 90 operators worldwide. In addition to passenger aircraft, there are also an A330 freighter, VIP, and military transport tanker variants. And finally today, for the second straight year, Civil Air Patrol, in conjunction with WAA, Wreaths Across America, will observe National Military and Veterans Appreciation Month with thank you for your service cards for veterans who served in the U.S. Armed Forces. The observance began Sunday and continues through Memorial Day. This year, CAP and WAA are teaming with the Walmart Corporation, which is welcoming 160-plus CAP units across America in front of many of their 4,000 stores nationwide during the month to distribute the cards and raise funds by accepting wreath sponsorships and donations. Each thank you card provided by WAA has a place for CAP members to add their own region, wing, and squadron information. On the card, the recipients are directed to a webpage. Each card identifies CAP squadrons enrolled in the WAA initiative and encourages the sponsorship of remembrance wreaths for this year's holiday ceremonies, which take place during the week of December 4th through the 10th. Wreaths Across America is a nonprofit organization that recognizes the courage and sacrifices of U.S. veterans with wreath-laying ceremonies during the end-of-year holiday season at Arlington and at other national cemeteries and monuments throughout the country and the world. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with Jan Eggenfellner of Viking Aircraft Engines, who has created an aircraft conversion package based on the Honda Fit engine. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.